Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Flash Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about trajectory on this episode 16, season 2 of Smallville. Apologize for that. I just had a Smallville Talk podcast, so that's why I was saying Smallville. But no, this is The Flash. Yes, The Flash. So very excited about that. Very awesome episode. We got our first female speedster herself. Trajectory that aired tonight on this Tuesday, March 22nd. And yes, you are correct. DC Week starting again with Gotham and then Supergirl and then, of course, now The Flash. And then ending the week with Batman vs. Superman, the epic mega movie that we've been waiting for that begins the DCU. So there you go. All right, so let's see. We are live right now. Call in at 914-803-4355. This is a live interactive podcast, so if you want to join in on the conversation, call in. The number again is 914-803-4355. We are also on Twitter, The Flash, all one word. All right, let's see. From area code 239, who is this?
Matt from Florida, and oh, my God. What a great episode. That ending when they Team Flash found out that Jay
Garrick. Are you kidding me? I was like yelling at the TV screen.
Me too. Oh my God. First, he loses it when he finds out Harrison Wells is Reverse Flash. And now he goes crazy.
Well, duh. I mean, that was kind of like not a surprise, but yeah. I mean, he was just crushed.
All this time, we knew it. Jay Garrick is Zoom. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And when Cisco had those vibes of Zoom, I thought Zoom was going to be in the episode. I thought it was going to show
how Barry was. You know, that would have been interesting if they would have done that with Cisco.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so cool what they're doing with Cisco and his vibe powers and all that. And, also,
and you know, as we know, we saw him on Earth 2. He's going to get a lot powerful.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be cool in the upcoming episode to end the season and in Flash season 3. And I just can't believe Barry went that nuts at the end because Jay Garrick wants speed and trajectory. Boy, was she crazy. Reminded me of the Green Goblin a bit.
That's an interesting analogy there.
And then she was talking to herself, and then she infected herself with the speed drug and then turned into the trajectory. And I thought she was a bit fun, too, some parts of her. But then some parts of her were a bit crazy. Then the opening scene was cool when he was trying to speed jump across the cliff, but then it didn't work. And I
the opening on the dam or the waterfall, near the waterfall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of cool how it
was
able
fun.
To.
I did
it was cool how they were able to capture him there on the net there.
Yeah, the nightclub scene was cool. Oh, by the way, Arrow's back tomorrow night, too.
Oh, sweet. Okay, well, we'll do an Arrow. You know what? Just so you know, Matt, Wednesday there are no podcasts. I'll be I'll be busy, so there won't be a podcast tomorrow night. But we will be back on Thursday,
okay, that's
and
fine.
I'll tell you on Marvel Film Talk what time that is. Okay.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Fine.
So we're back now to Barry Allen. how funny was it watching Cisco dance at the club? You know what it reminded me of? The Peanuts. You know when the kids, the Peanuts, when they dance?
Yes.
There's a kid that actually does that. The hair whip that Cisco was doing.
Yeah, that was, oh yeah, that's right. He had the hair whip and all that. And then Cisco was
You know someone's
going to
make an animated GIF of Cisco and the Peanuts character.
Yep, most likely. Yep, they probably
will. All right, so we saw some getting to know each other with Barry and Iris. Do you think the fire's going to rekindle right before, Reverse Flash showed up?
Yeah, because I hope so, because there's nothing really going on between Barry and Iris. I mean, there was in season one, but not much is going on right there right now for them in season two, because they are married on Earth 2, and they do get married at some point in the future, because in next week's episode, Barry goes back in time, sees Eddie, and sees evil Dubourg-Thon. Now, do you think in that episode he's going to tell Dubourg-Thon about Jake Eric Zoom that he needs Dubourg-Thon's help to stop Zoom?
Huh. I don't know. Let's ask our new caller from area code 469. Who is this? Hey, Chris. Welcome back to the Flash Talk.
Thank you.
Hello? Okay. Chris, did you watch tonight's episode, Trajectory?
No.
No? Okay, I hope we don't spoil it for you, sir, because there's a lot of spoilers in this episode. You know what's a funny, we should just get to the spoilers point. Matt from Florida, share us your favorite spoiler reaction from The Flash tonight.
Also, when Jesse had that watch on. The.
Oh, yeah. That reminded me of Dick Tracy.
Yeah, that was cool.
You remember Dick
and
Tracy?
And then when Wally, and then when she did have the app thing on, it beeped when Wally was nearby. Hello, Kid Flash.
Ah, interesting. That's a good... Do you think he's already... With the Speed Force?
Probably so, but he probably doesn't even know he has the super speed, which I'm excited for to see in the upcoming episodes.
I want to correct myself. When I was talking about the club, it wasn't the Reverse Flash. It was the, what's her name? The other Speedy.
Trajectory.
Trajectory. It wasn't the Reverse Flash, but it was interesting how they gave her kind of like the same color. Oh no, wait, was Reverse Flash? Was his speed
a bit red?
Electricity, was it red?
Red. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It was red.
Okay, and so Barry's was yellow. Now, did you like the new costume of Trajectory?
Oh yeah, she looked very pretty in that costume. I thought it was cool.
Right, right. Chris from Kandor, have you ever heard of this character before tonight's episode of The Flash, Trajectory?
No. But I don't know, but somehow the name sounds familiar.
Yeah, yeah, it does sound familiar. The costume itself for Trajectory in DC Comics, just to give you a little backbone there, her costume definitely changed a lot between the comic book and the TV show, which, you know, of course, it varies, right? We give them freedom to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the real name in Trajectory, her name is Eliza Harmon. So that's the name in the comic books. And she is, her operation base is in Metropolis. Oh, excuse me. And she's from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what's another good trivia of, I'm sorry. Her first appearance, yes, was in The New 52 in issue number 17. I don't know. Do you guys watch, read The New 52? Because I think I heard DC Comics is going to do a rebirth now that will kind of dissolve the New 52. Have you guys read that issue of her being in The New 52 in issue number 17?
No, I haven't read the comics in a while.
Okay.
Sounds cool.
That's fine. But it was a great intro, Chris. When you watched the episode, you know, they did a really good job. And, of course, our other speedster had to be a chemist or a scientist just like Barry.
Yep.
Hint.
And that's how she looks.
Chris, does that give you a big hint right there?
And then, like, when they wanted Cisco to vibe Jay's hat to find out if he was doomed, man, the way Barry banged that case, that was great visual effects there. I mean,
very good. The special effects, of course, like always, Chris, you will not be disappointed. One of my favorite scenes, it wasn't that CGI-ish as I wanted it to be, but they could have done a little bit better. It looked more like a stage. When they do the vibe for Cisco, when he sees Zoom, and then he sees Caitlin, and then he, like, wakes up. They could have done it a little bit better, right, Matt? It looked like a stage, the lighting.
It is a bit better.
It looked like
What's
if you're watching a theater.
It's very windy out here. Yeah,
it's
very windy. Okay, I'm gonna mute you, Chris, because you are a little windy. give us your favorite scene, Matt, from Florida, of this week's trajectory.
I have to say, hands down, on that ending when Barry found out that Jay is Doom, a lot similar when Superman screamed when Lois Lane died in Superman the movie, and he had to go back.
Oh, interesting. Christopher Reeve, yeah.
I love the way how Barry went nuts, and then when it was playing that very epic music from back in the season one finale, and they're all thinking, it goes, no, 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 it can't be Jay, no, 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 no. And then Barry speeds away, and Jill goes, Barry? And then he screams, no! At the very end, it was so epic, amazing.
Very dramatic,
And
now,
the opening.
One of my favorite scenes is when Trajectory pushes Barry Allen into the vault at the Star Labs. That was a really big surprise right there.
Yeah, that part was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Trajectory was
just swooped in and.
But I thought Trajectory was insane. I mean, the way she was talking to herself a bit.
Chris, you want to know a big spoiler?
No, I'll tell you because I'm about to go. Yeah, so I'm on my way
here
home.
Here it comes, Chris. Get ready. Here it comes.
All right.
Hang on to something. Matt from Florida, tell Chris who Dr. Wells is.
Dr. Wells, he killed Turtle. And Jesse goes to a different state because she doesn't want to be with her dad. And Team Flash finds out Jake Garrick is Zoom. And Barry runs with frustration and craziness, and he's pissed off. Like exactly what happened with Harrison Wells, and he screams in frustration about with Zoom all this time. It's like with all these speedsters that Barry fights, they're someone he trusts. How come, guys?
I know.
How come?
He gets a bad rap. He's like, how can this guy that I trusted is the guy that wants to kill me?
I know. All
again,
the time.
Because remember, Dr. Wells did that. Well, not Dr. Wells, but Eelborn Thawne did that. One of my favorite scenes is when Trajectory disintegrated as she was running. Remember that scene, Matt?
Yeah, I love that part, too. And
oh,
I thought,
man.
Oh, boy, that's Doom Jr.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be
hey
Doom's
now.
Girlfriend.
Hey, now. Why not, right? She's the only
yeah.
one who could catch up with him.
Uh-huh. And then Barry could just started to figure out how Doom came to be.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, they have a lot of explaining to do because, remember my issue was, okay, if that's really Jay Garrick, how did he go through the portal when it was damaged? Remember him
yeah.
and Caitlin were trying to fix it, and that was the only portal left? How was he
yeah,
able to
true.
Trap Barry into the glass cell on Earth 2?
I know, me too. And now there were
so they have a lot of explaining
Jay
to
Garrick.
Do, right, Matt? Well, what do you think, Chris?
Yeah.
How do you think they're going to explain that?
I don't know. Maybe they're going to be some other crazy hidden portal somewhere.
They got to explain it because they can't just say, oh, yeah, it was him all the time.
Oh, maybe he can run to the past and create the time portal like the way they did.
Oh, on his own?
Yeah.
But, okay, now here's another thing. When Caitlin was doing all those lab works on him, on Jay, she never picked up that he had the speed force for him to even do that. Remember, she was monitoring his speed force, and it was low, and because of the serum, he was able to go faster, but then, you know, there was a consequence to that. Or do you think he was faking it? Now that I'm talking out loud... I'm kind of like, well, he could have faked it, right? He could have said, like, oh, I don't have my speed force anymore. You know, just like any other lie we could tell.
We can tell. Yeah.
All right, let me read a quick synopsis of the episode. Trajectory arrives in town intent on creating maximum chaos. Trajectory's antics are misinterpreted as having been perpetuated by the Flash himself. Barry must thus act quickly to uncover the mystery of who is causing the damage in which others think it's him, and what may be driving their mad desire to defeat and destruction. There you go. Trajectory. All right, Matt. Anything you want to talk about the Flash that we haven't covered yet? I just want to point out the scenes between Iris and her new editor. Who is this guy? I mean, why is he getting more time with her than Barry?
I know.
Well, maybe
it's like they're trying to build up a romance with her and him.
Yeah,
and
that's what it's looking like. And she's like all gaga goo-goo over the editor.
Yeah, it's almost like Lois Lane and Grant back in Smallville season 7 all over again.
There you go. Matt Chris from Candor, what were you going to say?
He's probably going to end up dying anyway. Well, okay.
That's true. That's so true.
Yeah.
Anytime Iris gets close to somebody, even if it's a girl, they always die.
Yeah.
Well, remember her coworker? She became...
Oh,
what's her name?
Oh,
or not became. She pretended to be her Earth 2 counterpart. What was her name?
Linda Park.
Yeah, there you go. No,
yeah.
That was... But what was the superhero name? Do you guys remember? Or the villain, not the superhero, the villain.
Dr. Light.
Yes, there you go. All right, so at the end of the episode, really quick, Matt, we see Jesse leave. And Opal City, do you know what that reference is to the bus that she got on? Let me look it up, because I have no idea what Opal City would say. Chris, do you know Opal City in the DC universe? Chris?
Chris, are you there?
Chris, not with? No, he's not.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, go on, man. Anything small, anything to the Flash you want to mention before we wrap up the show and go on to Marvel Film Talk?
Well, I just can't wait for the next week's episode for when Barry travels back in time to see the old Gilbert Don, Evil, Harrison Wells, and Pied Piper, and then Eddie once again, and he wants to get more speed.
Is that the episode that Kevin Smith directed?
I don't think so, because I think that's going to be like in episode 20
April.
Or...
Yeah, I think you're right. 21. I think he mentioned something like that. Yeah, I think you're right.
But, yeah, that's going to be cool, because I saw the trailer and he goes, "You're not Barry. You're Barry from the future." But how could he be impersonating Barry? Isn't he going to see himself
right.
and almost be wiped away from existence? But I'm curious if he's going to meet that version of Harrison Wells. And what Wells is going to go to him, well, Barry can tell Wells, "I've been fighting a monster named Zoom, and I need your help.
Yeah.
Come back in time
exactly.
with me."
Exactly.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be cool,
Flash,
yeah. We know we still have
faster.
a lot more episodes to count on, so you never know, Matt. You might just see what you're asking for.
Yeah,
on
I hope
small
so.
Small screen, of course. All right, cool.
So
well, this concludes our episode of the Flash Talk. I want to thank my friend here, Matt from Florida, and also Chris from Candor for calling in. It looks like Chris has left us already. But,
I am here.
So what time?
Oh, there
so
you are. I
Man
thought you left us.
Thursday.
Dude, we were like, Chris.
I had to talk to somebody, and I told you guys on mute.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I want to thank you for for calling in and sticking with us, even though you haven't seen the episode. I mean, you're going to geek out, man, when they show the reveal of Zoom and the way Cisco has to tell them that it's Jay Garrick. I mean, it just breaks everybody's heart. And as Matt said, it breaks Barry's heart the most.
I bet, yeah. But at the same time, though, they need to remember there's more than one Jay Garrick. So it may not be the one that they know they were hanging out with. It could be the other one, right?
Oh, you mean Dr. Zolomon?
Yeah, it could be him. You know,
there
we
go,
saw,
Henry Zolomon.
Yeah. So,
interesting.
I mean, we never know.
We shun shall see.
So
all right, thank you, Chris.
Right.
Coming up
all
next
right.
is Marvel Film Talk. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you guys next week, especially after our screening of Batman vs. Superman. Have a good night, guys.
Awesome.
Woo!